Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Sunday, June 20th, is a day of celebration for many around the world. It's Father's Day. So today I've got a special program of music, conversation, and tributes to honor the occasion. We begin with a couple of songs about fathers, both in the spiritual and the biological sense of the word. And we end with a couple of songs related to Father's Day as well. But everything else inside today's show is conversation and music with guests. You'll hear from musicians Tosin Arribisola, Idi Achieng, Nkumu Katalai, and Gilles Inglés, who all honor the day with a special tribute to fathers in music who have touched and inspired them the most. From Lamissi, whom I chat with about her song, Our Song, Father. I say our because I actually featured on the song. And we listen to that. And then also joining me for much of the program today is Kwame Asante Ofori. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather. Hey, guys. Miss y'all.
So we're going to talk throughout the hour about Father's Day music. So it's going to be a great show. And Kwame, we'll be hearing from you in a little bit. But for now, let's get this show on the road. Sit back, relax, and fathers, especially you, today, enjoy the show. Kicking off in Nigeria, here is Yemi Alade's Nagode featuring Sele Bobo. It's a song of thanks to the Heavenly Father. By Yemi Alade. We are at the top of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're celebrating Father's Day. Here is Papa Ute, the best-selling single of 2013 in Belgium. It's by Belge Rwandan musician Stromae. Now, the song, which translates from French as Dad, Where Are You, is about Stromae's angst and his depression surrounding his absentee Rwandan father, who later, he found out wasn't absentee at all, but who had actually died in the 1994 Rwandan genocide.
Dad. dites-moi d'où il vient. Enfin, je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver. Elle dit qu'il n'est jamais très loin, qu'il part très souvent travailler. Maman dit travailler c'est bien, bien mieux qu'être mal accompagné. Pas vrai? Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es papa, où t'es? 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 Où t'es, où t'es papa, où t'es? Qu'on y croit ou pas, y aura bien un jour où on n'y croira plus. Un jour ou l'autre, on sera tous papa et d'un jour à l'autre, on aura disparu. Serons-nous détestables? Serons-nous admirables? Des géniteurs ou des génies? Dites-nous qui donne naissance aux irresponsables? Hein? Dites-nous qui? Tiens, tout le monde sait comment on fait des bébés, mais personne sait comment on fait des papas. Monsieur, je sais tout, on aurait hérité, c'est ça. Faut le sucer de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, ça doit faire au moins mille fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, papa, où t'es? 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 Où t'es, où t'es, papa, où t'es? Papa, dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey, où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins mille fois. Comptez mes doigts. Hey. Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es? Où t'es, papa, où t'es?
All right, you just heard Papa Ute by Stromae. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and happy Father's Day!
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, only his family.
All right, so Kwame is back with us. Hey, Kwame, how you doing?
Hey, Heather, how are you? I miss you guys.
Yeah, I am doing good. So let's talk about some Father's Day stuff. You picked out a few songs. I picked out a few songs. Let's start with one of your picks, Destiny.
Yes, by the legendary Grammy Award winning Buju Banton. I want to hear claps and noise. Yes, I picked that particular record because it brings back memories of my childhood. I was a teeny weeny Kwame when my dad used to play that particular record on his gramophone, you know, at home almost every morning. And the song that started on that album was Our Father in Heaven. I think it's the first track on that album. Then down the track list came Destiny, and it always brings back memories of myself and my dad anytime I hear that song.
Is a beautiful song. So tell me more about your dad, Kwame.
Well, my dad is a music lover, just like me. I guess that's where I get it from. And my mom as well. But my dad in particular used to collect records. Even till date, he has a whole library of records, and he still has his gramophone at home. So sometimes he just connects his records to the gramophone and just listens. And that is what I really appreciate about him. The fact that he loves music from all over the world, from Jamaica, from Africa, from wherever. And a little birdie told me he used to be a DJ as well. Yeah.
What's his name?
Mr. Ofori.
Mr. Ofori.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Ofori. It is nice to hear about you, and this song right here, Destiny, is for you, dedicated to you from your son, Kwame.
Yep.
Banton, and I am talking with Kwame. It's Father's Day, so we've decided to share some of our favorite songs for the holiday. Yep. Here's mine, Kwame. Here's my first pick, Les Disques de Mon Père.
Ooh. Now, for those who don't speak French, what does that mean?
That means songs of my father.
Nice.
Now, this tune is so special because it is really, truly a dedication from one great musician to his father, who was another great musician. Now, the musician singing the song and who composed the song is Youssoufa. He's a French Congolese artist. And he is the son of the late Taboulé Rochereau.
Mm.
Taboulé was one of Congo's biggest exports of Congolese soukous music way back in the day. He passed away in 2013. And the whole song is built around a hook, which is the original clip of Taboulé's song that was one of his most famous. And the name of that song is Pitié, Mon Amour, which means have pity, my love, have pity.
t'aime yeah. que je travaille nuit et jour pour ton seul bonheur.
Pour Maïe Musique.
Pitié, toi,
Rumba
mon
session.
Amour. Pitié, toi, mon
ça, c'est pas du rap de rue, c'est du rap d'amour.
Nuit et jour pour ton seul bonheur.
Le lyriciste Bantou. Julien m'a dit ça, Volimco.
Si tôt le matin, yeah. je me réveille.
Et quand je me lève, la vie est moins amère. Hier j'ai fait un rêve, j'y ai vu ta grand-mère. Elle c'est mon amour, le seul véritable. J'espère te léguer ta bravoure en héritage. Tu es venu au monde et tout est devenu magique. Le bonheur a un nom, le mien je l'ai appelé Malik. Tellement de crainte, ta vie est une offrande. Quand ta mère est enceinte, c'est moi qui ai mal au ventre. Papa était un thug, des flammes dans la rétine. Il a rejoint le club des peluches et des tétines. Fini le baby blues, maîtresse sur ton portrait. Mon cœur qui fait boum, désormais je me sens prêt. Alors je te
pitié, yeah. mon amour, pitié de mon cœur, je travaille nuit et jour pour ton seul bonheur. Pitié, toi mon amour, pitié de mon cœur, je travaille nuit et jour pour ton seul bonheur.
It's a lovely song, and I really love songs that have that old school hook, and then they build, you know, a modern twist on top of it. And he was rapping throughout, you know, and for an African artist doing that for a 70s record, and you know, it's just beautiful to listen to.
J'aurais toujours peur si tu me laisses pas y entrer, alors je te chante.
Pitié, toi mon amour, pitié, toi mon cœur, je travaille nuit et jour pour ton seul bonheur. Pitié, toi mon amour, pitié, toi mon cœur, je travaille nuit et jour pour ton seul bonheur.
Rumba l'ancienne, mesdames et messieurs. Seigneur Taboulet Rochereau.
Si tôt le matin je me réveille,
c'est ça même.
Devant ta photo je me recueille.
Yeah.
Je sors sans déjeuner.
Chante papa, chante ta
boule. Pas pour travailler.
Celle-là c'est pour Malik avec tout mon amour de la part de Dani.
Qu'il vente, qu'il pleuve.
So that was Les Disques de Mon Père, one of my favorite Father's Day songs to play on the occasion by Youssoupha and dedicated to his father, the late Taboulet Rochereau. Taboulet was also known as the messenger. He was called the Baobab of Congolese Rumba, King of Congolese Rumba, Prince Rochereau, you name it. And one last thing before we go to the next song, Kwame, mm-hmm. is that Taboulet had 102 children.
What?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, happy Father's Day to him and may he rest in peace.
Wow.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Heather here. Happy Father's Day. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Now, Kwame will be back a little later in the show to join me in sharing a few more of our Father's Day picks. But now, I have four musicians who prepared these personal tributes to musical fathers that they wanted to honor today. After that, Ghanaian singer Lemisi joins me to share our song, it's called Father, that we both dedicate to our own dads.
Hey everybody, my name is Kungu Katalai. I'm an artist, orator, multi-instrumentalist, and a social activist from the Democratic Republic of Congo. I now reside in New York. I have my group, Kungu Katalai, and a lifelong project band, and I have a dance company called Afro-Congolese Dance. I'm here to wish a happy Father's Day to all the fathers, and I want to note one particular artist from Congo that has influenced my upbringing artistically and up to now in my career. Papa Wemba, Papa Wemba. He has since left us 5 years ago. Rest in peace, Papa Wemba. His music has influenced me a lot, and one particular song of Papa Wemba called Esclave, which translates to slavery. This, I was barely 7 or 8. That's when I learned about the story of my people who left Africa a long time ago. And you can find them in the islands, in Caribbean, you can find them in the America, you can find them in Latin America. That song taught me that I was really young, and I want to honor Papa Wemba today by wishing him a happy Father's Day, and thank you again, and rest in peace.
My name is Idi Achieng, HSC, a Kenyan-based musician, composer, and actress. I have a career spanning 20 years in the performance world. On this day, I would love to dedicate this beautiful song from Africa, from the Lion of Mensa himself, Salif Keita. Mange beaucoup, chante beaucoup, oh Africa. C'est ça son mange beaucoup. I'd love to wish you all fathers a happy, happy Father's Day. We respect you. We love you. Enjoy the song, Africa.
Greetings everyone, this is Tosin Arebisola, composer, producer, writer, drummer. I'd like to give a shout out to the one and only great legend, the late Aruna Ishola, the Apala King from Nigeria. His music was a major influence in my musicality. You can check out his song titled Inoro, a great song, great hit, evergreen. It's still a major hit in Nigeria till today. So happy Father's Day to every great father out there. Cheers.
Hello, I am Gil Inglés, a music producer and the host of Diaspora Central, the one most influential figure in my music career at that point in time was becoming Eduardo Payne. So at that point I started to learn how to play kizomba music and eventually become a music producer that today cannot produce unless I inject a little bit of that kizomba soul to it. Happy Father's Day everyone.
Thank you. is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hey, guys. So now I am connecting via Skype with Lamisi in Ghana. Hello, Lamisi. How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm doing good. So as you know, Father's Day is Sunday, and I know, and you know that we have a song, you and I, called Father, that we recorded in 2019. So we're going to listen to it, but first I wanted to ask you, because I'm not even sure myself, but I know our listeners, they don't know anything about it, but I want to ask you, what inspired you to write this song? Because when we met, you had already written it. I just came in to do some collaboration with you. So what inspired you to write this song, and what are you actually singing?
My dad actually inspired me, and then he's of blessed memory. He was amazing. And I realized that most of the time we tend to celebrate our mothers way more than our fathers. I think some dads too have been amazing, and they are amazing. It needs to be celebrated anytime, any day, just like our mothers. And then the collaboration just came about. I think the connection was just there. So we didn't have to talk much or to struggle much to get it done. So It just happened like that. And then, I mean, it sounds amazing. It sounds really amazing.
It does. I am so excited to share it with everybody. So all of you listening, let me just recap one more time. Lamisi and I recorded this song together in Oshobo's studio. Where was that again? It was outside of Accra. What part of town were we in?
La Paz.
Ah, La Paz. So we were together, and you're singing in what language?
Kusal language.
Kusal.
Kusal too.
I did. Yes. So when you guys hear the song, listen,
you're
I start
awesome.
Out.
You're really awesome.
Oh, thank you. So she told me that it was about fathers, and I loved that too, because I also agree that oftentimes we really celebrate the mother, but you know, a good father is incredibly important. And, you know, they need their day in the sun. They need their glory as well. So when you told me the song was about that, I was excited. And I sang about my father. And if you can hear my English in there, I sing Ed Maxwell. That is my dad's name. What was your dad's name?
Anabila.
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 So it's really fun, and I hope you guys like it. What did you sing to him, Lamisi, in Kisal that we can't understand translated into English?
I was singing about how we used to play together. You know, we have this game called Owari here in Ghana. It's like this wooden kind of bar with pools in it, like trophies and seeds. So we play it together and play ludo together. And then we used to, you know, laugh a lot together, have nice chats. So I was singing about the good memories we had together, you know, instead of mourning him because he's no more.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right. Thanks for sharing. So now let's share it with everybody.
Yes.
So here is our song.
All the amazing
called
fathers out there. Happy Father's Day.
Yes. Happy Father's Day. This is for you, Daddy. This song is for all of you fathers. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was Father by Lamissi and me, Heather Maxwell, a song, as you heard us talk about earlier, that is dedicated to our own fathers, hers, Anabila, may he rest in peace, and mine, Ed Maxwell, from Flint, Michigan, USA.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are enjoying this Father's Day special program. Kwame Ofori is going to join me again momentarily. But first, I am taking us back in time to 1977 with Good Fathers by Prince Nico Mbarga and Rockefeller Jazz.
Ladies and gentlemen, Prince Nico Mbarga and the Rockefeller Jazz present to you Good Father.
Hey, Good Father.
Suffer. Now so my papa tell you,
Was Good Fathers by Prince Nico Mbarga and Rockefeller Jazz. Okay, so now we're back with Kwame. And Kwame, do you have another Father's Day song picked out?
Yes, I do. Now, this is a special song, not just because of its symbolism to me personally, but because of what it stands for in the Ghanaian music industry. So it's Wuhun Chere by Dad Lumba and Oforiam Ponsa. Now, it's special in the music industry in Ghana because Dad Lumba is revered as an icon. And for him, his protege was directly Oforiam Ponsa. So it was like a father-son joint album that birthed, you know, this particular song. And it's one of the most popular songs out there that the two of them have ever released. And now personally, it relates to me because, like I said, my dad used to play a lot of records. Now, when the whole cassette, you know, period came about, I remember this particular cassette at home being played every Sunday afternoon, not just by my dad, but by my mom as well, with a bowl of fufu, you know, and soup. So it really is a nostalgic song for me, and I love it so, so, so much for what it stands for in my life and in the Ghanaian music industry.
Don't know anything about what they're saying in this song, but I love the old school sounding beat.
Well, it was published in the early 2000s, but I understand why you say that, because Dad Lumba is from the Boga High Life era, you know, so that's why it has that feeling. And the video even shows the choreography and, you know, father son just, you know, singing over each other, and it's just a beautiful song.
Yeah,
you know.
So what are they singing about?
Well, they are saying Meriwari Ukase, you know, Ghanaian men, and they are, you know, fantasizing women, and, you know, there's the fun nightlife, and he's just talking about meeting a woman and professing love for her and how deeply he wants, or the both of them want her and all of that. So it's like daddy has spotted a woman, son has spotted a woman, and they are both talking to old school, new school, coming together, just talking about loving.
Old school, new school, talking about the timeless thing. Women. Loving women.
Thank you very much.
Earlier you mentioned that they were icons. So what are they icons of?
Dad Lumba, the great, great, great Dad Lumba. I can't even say this enough. He is
Excuse me, but none of you can see Kwame but me, because we're on a Teams call, but he's got the biggest smile I have seen in a long time.
Okay. Yes, I have this big smile because I can't tell by a smile when I'm talking about Dad Lumba, the icon, the legend, he definitely added to the highlife scene in Ghana with introducing Boga highlife, and not just Boga highlife, he used to do traditional highlife as well, but he just changed the scene for highlife music. And for Oforiam Ponsa, who was like a son to him, his protege, he literally trained him and just gave us that succession where, in case that Lumba is not there again someday, he's still alive, by the way. Oforiam Ponsa is the next to inherit that line of highlife. So it's just beautiful for me. Both of them haven't released any song that has ever flopped. All their albums. All of it. Yes. Anybody can challenge me right now.
Okay, so Boga highlife, by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, Kwame, but I believe that was when traditional highlife, which was played with all acoustic instruments, was now reversioned for synthesizer and electronic music.
Perfect. That is why you have a PhD holder.
Got it. Yeah.
So that was Bobo Chere by Daddy Lumba and Oforiam Ponsa, the two great legends of highlife music from Ghana.
Hey, this is Mr. Kenza Wose from Bagamoyo, Tanzania. I'm listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
So Heather, I know you have a second song for us. Tell us about it.
All right, Kwame. My second song, Vieux Père. Now, okay. I have played this song on my Father's Day features before, because every year I do something for Father's Day. But it is so good. It is by the reggae artist Tiken Diafakoli. He's originally from Côte d'Ivoire, but has lived for many years in Mali. And his ethnicity is Djula, which is a tribe that live in both parts, Mali and Côte d'Ivoire. So, you know, it doesn't really matter which country specifically he's from. He relates to both. Anyway, the song Vieux Père is another French one. And that means, do you know, Kwame, test your French a little bit here?
No. Okay.
That's about like me and Tria. Okay. Mm-hmm. Vieux Père is old father, but it's really, you know, old man or father. You know how in English you say, oh, my old man?
Old man.
Yeah, okay. It's like old man. And so what he's singing, Kwame, I love the meaning of the song. He says, father or vieux père, voilà, here I am, your son. And then he says, I am now a father. I'm older now. I have children and I'm a father of African reggae. And so it's interesting because, especially if you know the story of Tiken Dia, he grew up in Côte d'Ivoire. He fled for his political beliefs and he was outspoken and he sang and talked about those in his music. So he fled to Mali. But in recent years, he's been returning. And when he returns now, he is a huge star now. And when he returns, all the young men come and they just flock to him. Wherever he walks, he's got this flock of young fans who just adore him. But one bad thing about it, he says, is that a lot of those kids are, you know, when he stops to talk to him, they're just putting out their hands saying, here, will you give me 1,000 francs? And he says, no, no handouts. He's like, look, as your father, you got to work for what you want to do. You got to work. I did.
That's good advice. Yeah.
Vieux père, c'est ton fils. Vieux père, voilà ton fils. Vieux père, c'est ton fils. Vieux père, voilà ton fils. Je suis revenu après 5 ans d'exil. Des millions de jeunes sans boulot, tous la main tendue, avec une chanson commune. Vieux père, voilà ton fils. Vieux père, c'est ton fils. Vieux père, voilà ton fils. Vieux père, c'est ton fils. Vieux père, parle à ton fils. Je suis revenu un jour dans mon pays. Nye kamelo ye, ou te barala, ou beyarala.
Dieu père, c'est ton fils. Dieu père, parle à ton fils.
Heather, so I noticed, even though it's a reggae fusion song, it has that balafon, that Mali instrument in there. And it's, I guess it sort of grounds him to his Malian or ethnic roots that is linked to Mali. So that's very interesting to hear, a reggae fusion with that traditional Malian, you know, guitar. So that's just interesting. It was intriguing to me.
Yeah, he's known for that sound. That's why I like him too. Almost every song, even though it's reggae, it has a very, very unique African sound to it.
Mm-hmm. Nama kodo nyamini denu chena Ekolitike denu chena Nama kodo kendo denu chena Baratike denu chena Uwe yala yala mo udala lulu Yepe, voilà ton fils Yepe, c'est ton fils Yepe, parle à ton fils Yepe, c'est ton fils Yepe, voilà ton fils, Dieu père, c'est ton fils, Dieu père, parle à ton fils, Dieu père, c'est ton fils, Dieu père, voilà ton fils.
Hey, so that was Tikenja Fakoli with Dieu père. I'm Heather Maxwell and
I'm Mr. Asante, and I'm missing you guys all the time.
Well, it is great to have you back. Yep. All right, so we're going to move on to some more Father's Day music, but Kwame's got to go. He's got other things to do. Kwame, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, always welcome. Mwah! And happy Father's Day to everyone.
All right, so guys, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, I'm taking us out today with a couple more songs related to Father's Day. Here is one of my favorites, Most High by Flavor, featuring his young, blind, adopted son and amazing singer, Sema G. Wayfor.
Gonna be okay. You are the father to the fatherless, the miracle working God. You make the blind man see. You made the crippled man to walk. You are the lily of Galilee. You make impossible possible.
Some shows on a Saturday. If you ask me what my best day is, it's when I praise you on Sunday morning. I got my throat in my mouth.
Yes, All Right, that was Most High by Flavor and Sema. And to round out this special Father's Day edition of Music Time in Africa, here is a 2021 remix of Haruna Ishola's Inaron. Remember, the original version was Tosin Aribisola's tribute earlier in the show from way back in the 70s that inspired him to be a drummer and musician. This is the remix by an artist called P-O-E-N that stands for Piece of Emotional Music.
I say no time to waste. Oh yeah, make we relate. I say make we party, 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 party. Na na, oh come on, ti o te wa beru. Cheji muke, kema wa konsori, kema wa konsi badi ke mi ajolo. Oro mi da kun da kun jowo, sma mi da kun da kun baby mi yo. Oro te isi pata pata. Wa mole mi bo sere oju to ko bi awo mona mona gbo ara nko bi ajilo eyi mu si ti ju kele gbo boys won patewo wa 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 wa
inara o ko mo ti o to wa beru seji mu ke e mo wo kan sori ke mo wo kan si badi ke mi ajolo olomi da kun da kun jowo sumo mi da kun da kun baby mi yo. Se lo wa laye kari re ba jaye jaye esu bata ke fi jobe kosi ya were le ko mo fe ke mo awon asa ti won tu gbede niyan to yoyo ti lo saku saku la tu
be no ti won e fe ti sibi e bere ke mu jo inoran inoran koko mo ti o towo bo eru sedi mu ke.
With that Inaron remix from Nigeria, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. And thanks to all of the contributors to today's show. And once again, happy Father's Day. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 and Saturdays and Sundays too at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05 and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online anytime. Just go to voanews.com, search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.